What's going on, you day drinking dick diddlers? Welcome to Grunt Speak, not so live.
Live from the lair, not so live.
Not so live.
Sorry.
Toxic Male, it's Terrence Pop. And yeah, you're going to need a day drink when we get through this subject today. Because if you ever had any questions wondering about whether or not Quora was the ass cancer of the internet next to Reddit, you will not have any further doubts.
Well, now we know. Today. Now we know.
We absolutely know.
Now, before we get into this, we've all been noticing how the morals and the standards of our old civilization are slowly crumbling away.
Yeah. The leftoids are going out of their way to normalize degeneracy.
Yep. Because they've destroyed the church and they've destroyed the family. Mm-hmm. So we have a generation of kids who have no navigation points.
Yep.
And literally are out there flapping. And people are taking advantage of it and preying upon these people.
Yeah. But if you call it grooming, you're a bigot, right? Even though we can clearly see the evidence, it's right in front of us, there's no denying it, you're still a bigot.
Yeah.
Just like in Philadelphia, if you discuss the crime rate, it makes you a racist, even though by saying that, they're admitting the crime has a racial slant to it, thereby making him racist.
Yeah, listen, I think it's starting to come to an end, though, with silencing everyone by calling them istophobic bigots.
And for that, I would actually have to give some, at least partial credit to Trump.
Yeah.
Because they tried all that shit with him, and he was like, what the fuck ever. You diddle kids.
You have no argument. All you want to do is like try to make me be quiet by shaming and blaming me. No.
Yeah. As soon as those arguments come out, now I'm like, well, thank you for admitting that you've lost the argument. Would you like some ice cream? No? No? Okay, we're good? All right, fine.
Yeah. Suck it!
Suck a dick! But don't suck the dick if you're related to it. Know what I mean?
Now,
and that's
correct
a good segue
me if I'm
here.
Wrong. All of the good books from all the different religions across the globe all frown upon this type of behavior.
Whether or not the people who read said good books actually abide by their teachings, that's not for me to decide.
It's none of my business.
It's not like we got a bunch of goat fuckers in the Middle East and, you know, kid diddlers in the Catholic Church or anything.
Oh, my God. The kid diddling in the Catholic Church is terrible.
Oh, man. Isn't it hilarious how the same left that crucified figuratively the Catholic Church and all Christians by default for the actions of the Westboro Baptist Church and a bunch of Catholic priests, now they're the ones pushing to, mutilate the genitals of children and diddle them and changing the word pedophile to minor attracted persons.
And they're importing the strip club into the schools.
Yep.
Yeah, we got to put that in there.
Who's really diddling kids now? And who's trying to get the media and the government behind that crusade as opposed to keeping it as the dirty little secret we all know it was?
Like, I never thought I'd be that guy who was standing up and saying, this is immoral.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine how fucked up the world is when I have to stand up and go, hey, it's a little too far here. It's just a little too far. We need to roll this back.
When I was your age, get off my lawn. We all eventually get there.
Yeah, we do.
Sooner or later, we all become some sort of a weird, fucked up funhouse mirror of our parents. And then we look in the mirror and we're like, yeah, that's it. I'm old now. I got it.
It's a done deal.
Okay. I can either accept that and move on, or I can dive into a bottle. Or I can do both.
Yeah. Let's do both.
You're going to need to dive into a bottle when we're done just with the Quora portion of this video.
All right.
This is so disgusting. This is the question, okay? And this isn't even the worst part. How do I cope? I found out my brother was secretly subscribed to my OnlyFans, even requesting outrageous things and buying extra videos.
Oh.
I don't even know if your sister's hot, bro, but yuck.
Okay.
He's blocked, But how do I cope? I feel so disgusted and violated and depressed. Way.
Well, all I have to say is you kind of brought this on yourself.
You kind of kicked open the door for all the predators to come in and disgust and violate and depress you.
Because if you're doing the OnlyFans thing, you have no control over who looks at your material or discovers you on the internet.
And even when they do know, sometimes they post TikTok videos talking about how their dad is their biggest fan.
Oh, yeah, I've seen a couple of those. Oh, my God.
Ugh.
That is not cool at all.
Yeah, that's not degenerate or anything.
Well, my thing is this, is, you know, now that I'm in my 50s, I remember how I used to think in my 20s. And I'm like, how the fuck did I not die? Because yeah. I was making all kinds of bad fucking decisions. And it's the same for the youth of today, except now they're literally shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah.
As soon as they're old enough to start an OnlyFans account, because it's never going to go away.
Even then, some of them aren't even legal when they start these things. They start posting feet pictures and shit when they're like 14, 15, 16 years old. Okay. Social media is fucking cancer, man. It is.
Well, yeah, it is. It's speeding up everything. It is literally speeding up the implosion of the, I don't know, the person who has any morals.
Yeah. But are you ready for the real?
It's a nice
The real portion of this. Now, we all know OnlyFans is cancer. No one's even going to bother with that. But the answer to this question from Nymphy. The deeper you go down the rabbit hole, the less morals you should be holding on to.
Okay, that's how you create a monster.
Yeah, that explains Western civilization in a nutshell, doesn't it? Not really sure, as two full-grown adults, why this is such a terrible thing. Unless your brother is a loser or a creep. Well, doesn't that describe like 90% of men to modern women?
Well, there's that. And if it's your brother, it's creepy automatically. At least it should be the default setting.
Yeah, and if you're like requesting special videos so you can wank to your own sister, I would call that Loserville as well.
We're beyond that, though. I mean, yeah, literally, that is...
This is some decrepit shit.
Yeah, that's a really bizarre kink. That's the type of kink that gets you thrown in prison.
I mean, and once you're in prison, sex criminals in prison tend not to fare too well. Yeah, so we're clear.
And very, very, very few times you get a pass for that kind of stuff in prison.
Yeah, and for good reason, because it's fucking disgusting.
Well, normally the people in prison to get a pass like that is if you're 20 and she's like 17 or 16.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you're like 18 and she's 15.
Yeah, if it wasn't, you know, you didn't force yourself on her and the parents just had an issue with you, what have you. I remember that there was that movie, was it A Time to Kill? Mm-hmm. You know, Sam Jackson and Matthew McConaughey, and they were trying to discredit the psychologist that was on the stand because they said that he committed statutory rape. It's like, okay, so why is that the only reason to condemn this man? Like, so would it make any difference if I told you that she was 17 at the time, professed her loves to him to this day? When he got out, they got married, have four children, and they're still married today. Does that change things for you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
But, I'm not saying it was a good idea.
But that's also another thing they do when they hold over your head is to try to get you to cooperate. It's like, hey, we'll send you into prison and we'll put some fucked up shit on your
there you go.
On your paper.
No, they never overcharge people.
No.
You know.
Well, and what about the guys who were drinking? Granted, driving while drunk is terrible. I got it.
Got it.
They pull over to take a piss. And then next thing you know, not only they get hit with a DWI, but now they're on a sex registry.
Yeah, for public urination.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's really, you were totally about offending people in a sexual context because you really had to take a piss.
Well, the thing is, is when those circumstances arise, we actually discover just how much our own government doesn't give a fuck about your rights and just wants to bury you under the jail.
They're about grifting and stealing as much money from you as possible.
Absolutely.
We went off in the weeds on that.
Yeah, we did. That's all right. That's what we do here.
But it gets worse. Don't breed but have fun. Incest isn't the evil it's been made out to be.
Yes, it is.
You can simply have consensual sex with someone you share an incredible bond with, likely trust more than anyone else, and never hurt you or betray you because you're family, not a random whore.
All right, hang on here. Now, just because they're related to you does not mean they're going to treat you well.
Yeah, exactly.
They aren't going to put a knife in your back. They aren't going to set you up or steal from you. Just talk to any siblings out there who have had parents who have passed away, who have had any type of money. As soon as the last parent goes two tits to the sky,
oh yeah,
dirt darting, it is literally a free-for-all WWF flying crossbody cock blocks for cash.
Yep. Damn. And this question and answer here is kind of like that situation. It's like the modern leftoids in a nutshell. It begins with sex work stunning and brave. Okay. And then as soon as they normalize that enough for you to go, oh, yeah, I can see, you know, then you shouldn't be thrown in jail because you're a prostitutelage. No problem. Okay, well, now we want pedophilia and incest to be normalized.
Well, it started off with a gay marriage.
Yep.
And literally people are arguing, if we allow this, we're going to wind up with all of this other crazy stuff. And they're like, oh, yeah, you're ridiculous. You're a conspiracy theorist.
That's a slippery slope fallacy.
And we have literally, trans shows, yep, being imported, bust into rural areas.
Yep.
What the fuck? Holy crap. Yeah,
and they're taking the strip club to the kids, just like you said. I mean, this is not just a slippery slope. I mean, this is Clark Griswold's, like, greased-up fucking metal saucer on the slippery slope going at a high rate of speed toward traffic.
There's a film of snot on that slope.
It is bad.
You're going to hell in a snot rocket.
It's not snot, but it has the same consistency, if you know what I mean.
Going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, and if you're one of those people who likes to do the steam room and then run outside into the snow and your bare feet and roll around in it, I would advise against it.
Yeah, it's not going to go well.
It's
for
not going to go.
So get a
so
a
if
murmur.
You're Dutch, fight the urge.
Get a murmur. You could die.
Get a murmur or perhaps a dickworm. Either way, it's bad news bears. If you're a kinky porn slut, then have fun. Nobody can judge you but yourself. God surely doesn't care if you fuck your brother.
Okay, hang on. Now, is that behavior talked about negatively in the holy texts?
A little bit.
Could you say God doesn't have... Oh, okay. Now, I don't know.
Is that for us to judge? No, because all sins are equal in the eyes of God, which is why it makes no sense for Westboro Baptist Church to target specifically gays.
Well, I mean, the main thing is because you don't want to wind up
better or worse
with a child, what's called, you know, forehead, forearm, Frankie.
I mean, let's say God doesn't give a fuck. Genetics still will.
Because, oh yeah, that's that annoying thing called science.
Yeah, you know, the party of science should understand this by now, but they're not the party of science anymore. They're the party of the science.
Or of the current thing.
The current thing. I support the current thing. Wham.
Yeah.
Fuck's sakes. It's all about intention and what you're gaining. Is it pure or corrupt, consensual or blackmail? You'll never have came harder in your life.
Oh my God!
Speaking from experience, it's not as big of a deal in society as you think. Happens often, quickly forgotten because we all have problems and busy lives. Okay. All right. Nymphy, if you think it happens often, it's not a big deal, and it's quickly forgotten, edit your post and put your first and last name on it.
And we'll see.
With a photo. And we'll see how quickly people forget.
That's right.
Brotherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Well, I mean, it's not like it's not like we forgot about Ilhan Omar or anything, right? Brotherfucker.
I mean, there are laws in the books against this kind of thing.
A little bit.
And, you know, oh my God.
And even in, you know, states where the age of consent is 16, there are still stipulations that raise that age up for authority figures and incest. I wonder why.
Yeah. Listen,
Gah.
I mean, Darwin exists for a reason.
Yes.
And typically, if you're going to get Darwin off the planet, it's because you insisted on doing stupid things over and over and over again. And then Murphy's like, you know what? Fuck that guy.
Fuck him.
And you die.
Exactly. But I wish I could say this was an isolated incident. It's not.
It's not.
Because now we have lonely fans accounts for mothers and daughters. Jesse Joe and Phoenix Ray Blue. Jesse Joe's 54. Phoenix Ray apparently is 22.
So she's the same age as me.
And they're doing OnlyFans shit together, and the mom is quite disgusting. The daughter isn't even a looker herself.
No.
But they're totally making that money together, right?
Well, the daughter, from what I see right there, looks like...
she's a five.
Well, one... Yeah, she's never going to be a looker when she gets older. And two, she's obviously a slip one by the goalie child.
Oh, yeah. And they're totally, like, all accusations of them being incestuous with each other, those are just conspiracy theories because they've never done anything weird or incestuous together.
Yeah.
Like that.
Sure. And look at all the tattoos on that. Oh my God. You could tell
she
was
disgusting.
Go back up one more picture.
Ugh.
Yeah, you could tell she was the dartboard in the bar.
Absolutely.
And then what's her daughter is her byproduct.
Yep.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah, somebody should have pulled out and they didn't.
Yeah.
She probably claimed she was on the pill.
Well, that's usually how it always begins.
I wish her mom would have swallowed.
It's fine. Look at that duck face.
I know. And these are all over the world. We got Australia. Evelina joins daughter on OnlyFans and claps back at haters.
Well, hang on. Now, these two, I would say, are significantly more easy on the eye.
I would absolutely agree. It's still fucking weird.
It's still creepy.
It doesn't matter how easy on the eyes they are, it's still creepy.
Yeah, it's creepy. Straight up.
And math works both ways. So let's see. Her mom is 37 and daughter is 18. So daughter's got another year before she decides to let somebody slip one by the goalie.
How old was he when she had a kid? 11?
She would have been 19 because mom's 37.
Oh, okay. 19?
Yep. Now, yeah. I know you're thinking, well, that's just OnlyFans. I mean, it's obviously like this is being marketed to a kink audience. We would never be able to find anything mainstream that, oh, fuck.
There we go.
Now, Cosmo.
Didn't we trace this back to an article that was originally printed in
2015? 2017.
2017? I thought it was 2015.
This is what it's like to... Oh, it is 2015, my bad.
Yeah.
This is what it's like to fall in love with your brother.
All right.
Not creepy.
Now, and we've reviewed this, and she didn't grow up with him. They just met after the fact.
Yes.
Okay. Now,
however,
I'm not saying that makes it better. It doesn't. There's just a layer of understanding there.
There is. If you didn't grow up together, you don't have the same, I guess, stigma. I mean, it wouldn't be like if, you know, you were raised together from kids.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, as teenagers, you're like, oh, yeah.
I'll grab your bucket. that's some finger-licking good stuff right there.
Yeah. I got a thigh in one hand and a breast in the other.
I'll take a bucket of that chicken.
If you bring the biscuits, I'll bring the honey.
And the gravy.
If you know what I mean. Talk about Popeye's chicken, because I'm going to pop you in the eye.
if you don't, when you pull out, you better turn away or you'll get popped in the eye.
Oh, God.
How the hell do we do this?
I don't know. I don't know. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting.
I think it's a coping mechanism for the insanity.
It is, because you have to learn how to laugh at this stuff, otherwise you will go
you'll
absolutely
go insane.
Nuts.
It's the same thing in the military.
Now, even though there's an element of understanding to the story because they didn't grow up together, the left will always latch on to stories like this. Well, everybody will say, well, it's still kind of gross, but I can understand it in some way. And then they will take that ball and they will run it into every end zone in the NFL. Because we've seen them do it 100 million times.
Yep. Oh, my God.
As soon as you use a term, like, where was it? GSA, genetic sexual attraction. They're prime examples of this. It's a term coined by Barbara Gagneau, shocker, a chick, in the 1980s after she experienced an attraction to the adult son she had placed for adoption as an infant. She later started a support group for other families. While the American Psychological Association does not use the term, GSA is what it sounds like, a phenomenon that occurs when two family members who were separated early in life eventually meet and experience an intense sexual attraction to each other, though not all act on it. I would hope not.
Well, the minute you put an acronym to something, you take away not all of its moral applications, but a large percentage of them. In my opinion. I mean, I could be wrong, but typically if I'm going to talk about something, I'm making an acronym so I could just kind of breeze over it in the sentences I'm speaking.
But every time you give them a little bit of leeway with your understanding, well, it's not quite as gross as it would be if they grew up together. Well, they have to rub your nose in it a little bit.
Here we go.
So here's the story shortened. This is on Red State. Article titled, What It's Like to Fall in Love with Your Brother. Cosmo recounts the tale of troubled Melissa, a woman who didn't know she had a brother for 40 years until one day she learned she did. The gist of the article is that Melissa was so attracted to her brother Brian, when they first met, they ended up having sex after one drink. Both were married at the time.
Oh my God!
Brian left his wife. Melissa is still married to her husband. Apparently, her husband is okay with her sleeping around, though she says her heart is with her brother. According to Melissa, the end goal is eventually to move in together and marry. So you see how it's important to read the entire article, or at the very least, get a summation
of events? Well, where's the person standing there slapping these people in the face? Like, what are you thinking? Wake the fuck up.
Get off that woman.
Get the hose. No.
How many of you would break all the rules of quantum physics to go back in time and smack yourself from Raw Dog and the Road Whore?
Yep.
There you go.
All day long.
Now, what if it was your sister?
That would be a great comedy skit. You show up with a water bottle. You go back in time. All you have is your water bottle. Don't do it. Get off that woman.
Get off her. Disgusting.
Oh, shit. That's fun.
Now, the really telling thing is that if you skim through the entire Cosmo article, it never refers to their relationship as incestuous. It uses the term once to talk about why it's nurture, not nature, that makes us averse to sex with family.
Actually, it's nature.
I would call it civilization as well. It's the same reason why this polyamory culture and the effect that it's even having on people in the red pill community is narcissistic bullshit. Well, you know, we're just not meant to be monogamous beings. Well, we know that monogamy and the nuclear family is what built civilization. So if we revert back to feral nature, guess what's going to happen to said civilization?
You're going to get feral shit.
Exactly. And this is where we're going.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, wow. And it all started with a fucking Quora question.
Well, you know, they're trying to normalize this. They want to normalize pedophilia.
Yep.
You know, they give it minor attracted persons. They gave it the acronym so they can just gloss over it.
It's just a sexual orientation. We really should stop stigmatizing it.
I'm sorry. When you're preying upon children, I have I am not cool with that at all.
And we used to all be able to agree on that.
Yeah.
Remember, the left thought they had such a stunning win after the Catholic Church thing came out, and now they're the ones going out there and shoving it in your face. Our own AG says, well, we need a drag queen in every school.
What the fuck?
What happened to the Catholics being perverts?
All right. Now, first of all, like the trans community has a horrific suicide rate. Pre-operation, post-operation is virtually identical.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it is harmful. It is a harmful thing, but then you want to push it on healthy kids so they will become harmed. What is the purpose of that? Oh, depopulation, I think.
That's just about it right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you keep bashing the fash leftoids, you know, by giving it your taxes, voting to make it bigger, falling in line with all of their narratives because corporations tell you to. You know, the same corporations you say control political interests and therefore are evil, but you can't stop buying their shit.
Yeah, Amazon. Microsoft.
You see how all it takes is just a little sprinkle of logic, and every leftist argument just goes...
And that's why they hate us.
Yep. And that's why they have to silence you, because if they could debate you, they would want that out there too.
That's right.
But they don't.
It always falls back to who hurt you.
Who hurt you? You got a small penis. You can't get laid. Yeah. You're gay. Blah, blah, blah.
It's like... We've done comedy videos where you go down the list line by line of how they get out of, or tactics they use to get out of arguing.
And they're all the same.
Yeah. They all fall back on some nebulous emotional bullshit. Yep. That,
it's all the same, just like the entertainment that comes out of Hollywood. That's why people stopped watching.
Oh, did you hear about the Andor?
I did not.
Like, really, the fans are done with Disney. They're not even watching Andor.
Good. Buy Star Wars. Yeah. It was fun while it lasted.
Listen, we can do a whole show on that. We're not gonna... Wow.
But, hey, thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed your day drinking. I know I did. If you guys want to be kept up to date with this leftoid insanity, make sure you smash that subscribe button, share the videos, because if you don't, Pringles can. Coming soon to a theater near you.
There you go.
Just make sure that you wear your shoes in the theater. See you next time.
Take it easy.
Brother fuckers.
Oh, my.